What's up? Welcome back. It is Lip Service. We took a little hiatus last week. Everybody was traveling, doing different things, but we're here now. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
And I am Gigi McGuire.
The gang's all here, and we got our special guest. We're doing like a Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta meets New York. Mm-hmm. We got Sin Santana.
Hey.
And we got Betty Idol here.
Hi.
And you guys never met each other before,
no.
Right?
No, it's our first time.
Our first time.
Okay, cool.
This actually is an Atlanta meets New York episode because I lived in Atlanta for 10 years, so I claim it as my second home.
Oh, really?
And these three are all New Yorkers, so.
Right.
You know what's funny? I was coming up here and I told Daphne, I was like, this is the studio where I fought Rich.
It is?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you know what? I think I saw that episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Hilarious. So it's nice memories for you.
Great memories.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right. We're going to start off with the tip of the day before we get all into y'all's vaginas. Now, today's tip of the day is, how do you recover from leaked nudes or from a sex video getting put out there? You didn't intend that to happen. It's something between you and your boo. And then all of a sudden, it's all over the place. What do you do?
Well, I'll go first.
She's gonna go first.
It's already out there. Mm-hmm. So, if your face is out there, your tattoos or whatever it is, piercings, birthmarks, I say just own it. Put it as your Abby.
Put it as your Abby.
Oh my
Put
God.
It as Abby. You're gonna get suspended from Twitter for that.
Yeah. And Instagram.
Oh my God. I agree with owning it. But I'm not putting it as my Abby.
Nah, I'm talking shit.
But I own it.
So people hit you on Twitter and they're like, yo, we seen your sex, you know.
Let me tell you, that happened to me recently.
Uh-oh.
So years and years and years and years and years ago, I did
How
a
many
new,
years?
Years and years and years and years.
Oh my God.
I did a news spread for a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to say the magazine.
Oh, I was going to say, what magazine?
Well, it was Hush Magazine.
Oh, okay.
Y'all know, okay, old school, right?
It hasn't been around for a while.
Right. So just recently, somebody from like a fake page on Twitter posted the picture, like two of the pictures from the magazine, and tagged me like, so is this you or no? And I was just like, really?
It's in a magazine though.
Right.
Like,
I took the picture
for
a minute. Like,
but y'all know I look a little different from the neck down from then I did back then.
So, so that was a long time ago.
It was
ago.
A long time ago. Right.
But I don't know. I'm really like comfortable, you know, in my skin. So
right, you've
mind.
Been popping your boobs out in here in front of
yeah.
us.
Yeah, I mean, I see your nipples right now.
Right,
it's all good, though. I'm not complaining. Don't put it away. I'm not complaining.
We see Betty's idols.
I'm sorry. But yeah, I'm super comfortable in my skin. But as far as like a sex tape, I don't know. I'd probably just not say anything. I won't deny it. And I won't like, I just won't say anything.
But then I'm sure when you have to do interviews and people ask you about it, then what?
Be like, okay, yeah, so everybody has sex tapes. Everybody does a little tape here or there, you know?
I have to say, I've never done a sex tape.
Me neither. I've never even taken a nude selfie. I've never taken a naked picture, period.
Really?
Ever.
Not even without your face in it?
No, nothing ever. I swear to God.
But I'm sure people ask for it all the time.
Nah.
Nobody's ever asked you for a nude picture.
Yeah,
like
right.
Send pic. You lying.
I know, right?
Send pic.
She's like freaking gorgeous.
You know, I know somebody's
asking
you
like,
for
like
a picture.
Two guys.
And after people hear this, they're
like,
going to start posting them nude pics.
Oh my God.
Nah.
What about you, Steph?
What?
What do you think? Because I know you. I've seen your nude pics because you show us.
Yeah, I mean,
she's like,
look. I wouldn't give it any attention if it's on the internet. You know, I would just let it get its rounds and eventually it'll just disappear. I just feel like the more attention I will give it to it, the more attention it would get, mm-hmm. you know?
But sometimes when you don't answer and address something, it turns it into a bigger deal too.
Whatever. I would just let it take its course and do whatever. I mean, if it's really bomb, like Amber Rose has some bomb ass pussy pics.
Yeah, right, she does.
And Cassie.
Yeah, like I would retweet Cassie it. Knows. Like, hello.
I would retweet it. This is me. In case you missed
this
it.
This is that bomb
right?
ass in case you pussy missed your man be dreaming about.
I killed it.
I killed it.
I killed it. Now, here's something that we were talking about as we were downstairs. Okay, waiting on our guests to get here. We were talking about dating men with kids. Passport Cuddy just did a blog about it. You know, how
I love her.
Yeah,
she's awesome.
She's great at writing and she's had a lot of experiences. Mm-hmm. So the latest lip service blog she did is dating men with kids and how difficult something like that is. So
okay.
Sin, you have some experience with that?
Yes, I have. I dated actually most of my boyfriends had kids.
they're very fertile.
I could do the kids, right? I don't mind the children.
Mm-hmm. The children.
I just don't like
the baby mom.
It sounds not that. Cuz if you mature and you grown, like we could work together, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm going to be with your kid most of the time. I just really don't like the 2-year-olds, the 3-year-olds, because
too young.
It's still fresh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could do 15, 16. That's cool with me.
What about 10?
I could do 10.
Six?
Okay. Yeah.
We just don't out numbers.
That's still iffy.
Yeah. I want to say this. There's nothing greater than dating guys who don't have any kids. Oh, it's amazing. What? You don't have to fight for their attention. You don't have to hear, oh, I got to go take care of this for my kids. Like, all right, go be with your kids forever. Don't nobody want to deal with you.
Is, the kid thing is something that you can't have a rebuttal for. Like, if a nigga say, I got to do something for my kids,
you're an asshole.
You can't say nothing.
You're an asshole.
There's no coming back from that.
It's our wedding anniversary.
But guess what?
But we're getting married today.
When you are a mother, you can do the same thing. Because mm-hmm. I stay throwing my daughter, well, not no more because she's grown.
She's very grown.
But yeah, she's grown. But when she was young enough for me to blame shit on her, like, oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Well, and I definitely, as a mother, I definitely do that too. Like, oh, no, I had to do this with my son. And it's always true. I never lie and use my son as a lie.
Because some people, no, sometimes women,
I don't believe you.
No, I lie.
Look at her face.
Right. But sometimes women with kids like men that have kids too, because then it shows, mm-hmm. you know, what kind of father it is.
Or whatever. Go be a good father over there with your baby moms. Ain't nobody got the time.
I like it when a guy has, I mean, it's not like I'm going for guys that have kids, yeah. but majority of the guys that I've dated had kids, right? But it's just like, when, like Sin said, like when they're really young, I mean, they're just out of the relationship with the baby mom.
Unless they never had a relationship.
They don't understand and they don't know who the hell you are.
Yeah, but no, it's just not that. It's just like, I feel like the nigga be lying. Mm-hmm. He be kind of dipping and dabbing. Mm-hmm. And he's like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm just going to go over here. And then he's probably like piping her down. And then mm-hmm. he comes
over
here.
Because it's still so fresh.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so
what
fresh.
If you wake up one day and tell me, yo, I think I want to work it out on my family?
I know. No, that's Ooh. Happened. That happened
you.
To me.
Fuck you.
That happened no. to me.
Wow. No. And what can you say?
I was like, I couldn't
your family.
Say nothing.
Right,
I was like,
you can't say
that.
Let
okay.
your child be a parentless.
yeah. right.
be a bitch about it.
No, but I was like, okay, like,
what can I say?
Just do what you have to do. Like, I mean, I can't be a freaking, you know, a hater and like mm-hmm. a freaking homewrecker.
Have you ever?
But
gone,
I was hurt.
You were hurt. Have you ever gone from being the main bitch to being the side bitch?
How do you go from being How the main?
It
bitch?
Happens all the time. Time.
Oh, but you can be. Wait. You can be the main bitch that turned into the side bitch if you broke up with your kid's father and you have sex with him while he's with his girlfriend, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, right? Stephanie, you can.
You sure can. The whole situation, right?
You sure can.
He's like, but, yeah.
That's how. That's the answer.
Oh,
there's
so
your answer.
And if his name is. How. Right.
or that your sex game how. Just came, like, or your sex game just became, like, super whack.
Yes.
You said if your sex game got whack? Like,
yeah, like, you're just not, like, you just don't want to, like, you're not giving him the action. You're like, oh, no, I'm tired. Leave me alone.
Right, then you go find
something looking
fresh.
Like a bum running around the
And
house,
you go find
like,
something fresh.
Yeah.
He got a new
But if you're telling him that, you probably don't want him anyway, I would think.
But, I mean, you know, there's some girls that be like, no, they're just not really sexual.
Okay, well,
like
no,
that.
You can no your ass over
what?
There.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I get it popping, so I'm
I
fine.
Get it popping.
I'm fine.
Yeah, I was talking but to I was talking to one of my ex boyfriends the other day, and he said that it's hard being with me, seriously, because I'm so horny all the time. I was like, what?
But why is that hard to be with you seriously?
He's like, Steph, like it's a job. Like, oh my God. You know, it's like, you know, you want so much sex. I just feel like you're never satisfied. And I'm like, well, I was thinking about his sex and I was like, yeah. I can see why you would feel
that
because I was probably never satisfied.
Sounds like my ex.
Yeah. Because you know, when the sex is all right, when the sex is just medium and you really want sex, even if you know, and you want sex when you're attracted to somebody, when you like them and you care about them,
right.
being around them, you know, it makes you horny. And then their sex game is bad. So you stay horny after the sex.
Yeah, then you need to
okay,
like,
can
bite,
we go again?
Get a little
okay. can we do
I'm not dying.
You like
wait,
you
need
like,
my magic
like
bullet
searching for that crack high that you never gonna find again.
Like wait,
can I have some more?
Stephanie
and Gigi, I have something here. Now they only sent me one of these for I don't know who's gonna get this, but it's the womanizer.
What is that?
Now this is a vibrator and it is 18 karat gold plated.
Oh. It's
and it has a Swarovski crystal
fancy
as the on
pussy.
Off button. It's very fancy.
Fancy pussy.
Uh-huh. Oh
that looked like God. Stephanie right there.
You it's, see? All right.
So now Stephanie and Gigi, who deserves this more? I need to know. I need to hear your case for why you need the vibrator.
I'm single. Oh, Caso Cejado.
Single girls have more fun.
You said single girls. All right.
Single girls have more fun.
Stephanie's single, but she probably
No, but I have to admit, especially lately, you know, I've been having some amazing sex.
Okay.
That's why you're glowing. Nice.
Yeah, she is glowing.
Gigi's in a long-term relationship.
In a relationship. We're going on 7 years.
God bless.
And
God bless.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Yay.
And, you know, our sex is good.
But yeah. Go ahead with the butt.
There's a butt coming.
But.
But, you know, they have like, they probably have a relationship sex life. Is that what's going on with you?
It's a very relationship sex life.
What's the difference?
Not a lot of drunk sex, a lot of morning sex.
Yeah, that's nice.
Morning sex is great.
A lot of, you know, a lot of.
I don't have morning sex because I get up too early.
Oh. When his family is around.
Still nighttime.
She's like, wait.
When Angela's getting
up. We don't
really
have a nightlife. So we don't have that.
She needs to call somebody that's leaving the club.
We only really have drunk sex when we travel. Like, we don't have that good. You know how you had that good drunk sex? And
you guys are just too used to each other.
I mean, not in a bad way, but.
I know. It's not a bad thing.
Pleading my case.
Yeah.
But when it comes to pleading my case.
I have a question for Gigi then.
Yes.
Since we're raffling this off, do you think that your boyfriend would get offended if you bring this to
him? Oh, no. I play with myself all day. He know that.
Okay. All day. Okay.
All day. That's all day. All day, nigga.
That's good.
All right. Some guys like to watch, right?
So, Betty, Sin, who do you think deserves it more?
Well,
Stephanie, who's having lots of amazing sex.
And she's glowing over there. Her hair, her face, everything.
Gigi's having a lot of fit sex.
She's living her life like she's golden. So
I've been having a lot of fit.
Gigi sounds like she got to take this to Jamaica. Go with her.
Here we go.
You want the dildo. Here you go.
Gigi, go get your groove back in the bed.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yay.
Whatever. Go pussy. Fancy pussy. Go Gigi.
Man, so is relationship sex really not as exciting?
That's not true.
It is exciting, but
after a few years, though.
When you're single and you're mixing it up and you're doing different things, then that's exciting. When you're with the same person, not that it gets boring, but it gets regular.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like, I know what position works for us and I'm going to do that.
It only gets sporadic when there's inebriation involved.
Mm-hmm. Then you got to try different things.
Well, I mean, we spice it up, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, we know.
I have to admit, drunk sex is bomb, and I haven't had any drunk sex lately. But I've been having
because
like
you
a
don't
lot
drink.
Of fit, no, I
you're
don't.
You're drinking water.
Exactly, but I've been having like a lot of fit sex. You know, water and fruit sex.
Oh, that's nice.
Protein shakes. Mm. And,
protein shake. And so what do you do with the protein shake?
And pineapple. A lot of protein in her
protein
face.
You're like, shakes.
Protein.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, that kind of protein shake.
You know, it's really fit sex.
All right, now I want to ask you guys a question. A lot of times people have been discussing, like, if a woman is drunk, you should not have sex with her, right? Because then that could lead to her saying, okay, I didn't know, you took advantage of me. Now, if a man is drunk and you have sex with him, what does that mean?
Well, if he's a married man, you took advantage of him.
If he's married.
I'm here for you guys.
She got all kind of bullshit. I'm gonna ride your face because I know that's what you wanted me to do anyway. So
Sin is saying if you're drunk, she's still riding your face.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna let you know though. I'm gonna let you on the bed. I'm riding your face.
No, he's gonna ride your face now.
Hear me? Okay, 2-3, okay. Lay down.
I mean, I feel like guys, I mean, how drunk? There's levels of drunk.
Like the next day he's like, What happened last night?
Nothing.
Well then,
we took a ride.
Nothing.
Oh, we just took a little ride.
Nothing.
Sleep.
You're just naked. Just like,
because do we as women have to think about that? Well, he's so drunk. I don't know if I should do it.
I don't. Then don't do it. I don't think you should do it.
The sex would probably be nasty. It's like, why?
I don't like having sex with guys when they're too drunk.
It's like,
get out of here with all of this stupid shit.
I know. I want them to be aware. Embrace what we are doing.
Yeah.
But we've all had sex involved in here and not remember the next day. Like, did we have sex last night?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. That's the worst.
Or midway through the day, once your hangover starts wearing off and then you start remembering. Like,
and you're like, oh my God, no, I did not say that.
Wait. I remember when you did this.
My friend told me she had sex and she was so drunk, and the next day the guy told her that the dog was in the room. Dog's name was like Rocky or something, and she was like, yes, Rocky, your owner's fucking me, he's fucking me. And she was mad embarrassed.
Oh my God.
No.
She was talking to the dog.
Yeah, that's
I don't know. I, the, nothing can like no
crawlers.
I used to
not be in a room. I don't want to be licking my toes.
Oh my god, my dogs are always in a room.
Stephanie has cats.
Mm-hmm. When I had cats,
and they just go to the corner and like
they just
sit until
like,
we done.
They like just go to the corner.
They just go mind their business.
What is no? When I had cats, when I used to be with my son's father, they would like jump at us while we're having sex. Like, and I'd be like, "Fuck up, wait, what the fuck?
He's scratching you."
I don't know.
One time the cat attacked his balls. He was so mad. He was so mad.
I would have been mad too.
You got to so mad. That was the end of sex. I was so mad too.
That would like, do it. Game over.
And it was so good.
My balls are bleeding.
Edwin.
Mm-hmm. All right, now let's talk about some things that are happening. J-Lo and Casper Smart have broken up.
They did.
Hallelujah.
Now allegedly,
wait, but isn't she pregnant?
Hallelujah. No.
Oh no, that's Janet Jackson that's pregnant.
Now Janet Jackson's pregnant?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, wrong
allegedly
Jen.
The reason they broke up is because Casper Smart, she wanted him to come to some charity event she was doing in the Hamptons. He wanted to go to the UFC match. And so he ditched her event to go to his event. Is that a reason to break up?
No.
What the hell? There's probably
let
more
the man
to that.
Do what he gotta
I
do.
Know.
He wanna go watch a whole bunch of balls beat each other up. Let him go watch.
But if you tell a guy something's really important, I need you to come to this, and he's like, "Shit, I'm going to UFC fight."
I might if I was Jennifer Lopez and he was him.
And you're J-Lo.
I would be like, yeah, okay. Now you're cut off. I'm cutting your bank card.
Ooh,
you out the house. You driving a Toyota now.
I mean, I wouldn't break up with him. I put him on time out, but I'm not gonna leave him.
Maybe he's on time.
I think maybe that was the cherry on top of the sundae.
Right.
Maybe he already fucked up a couple times, mm-hmm. and she was like, you know what? I'm done with this shit.
She's like, you are feeling yourself.
Jennifer Lopez needs broken to up go before, back right? to Mark Anthony.
Oh my God! Hallelujah
get
to that.
Over with.
Thank you.
No,
thank you. Like, I mean, Mark Anthony is just
come
like
on,
everything.
That's the Puerto Rican dream.
No,
he's married now.
No,
he needs to divorce her.
Just like they were perfect.
I need J-Lo with Diddy.
Stop.
Sorry,
okay, you've done too far in the
crates. Nah, I love them. I just love black guys and Spanish
Listen,
girls together.
After that, she went in the club. She was like, I'm done.
Yeah, she's like, no.
I'm not about this life.
J-Lo and Mark Anthony, they go together.
They do.
You know what I mean? It's like a Puerto Rican fantasy.
Yeah, he's married, though. He has a gorgeous wife, too.
He always, before J-Lo, he was with another Miss Universe.
Mark Anthony
he stayed with
is
a Miss
fine.
Universe.
Yeah.
He's not playing no
he's
games.
He's a salsa king. Like, women worship him.
I know.
Like us, she and I.
Y'all could keep the Puerto Rican man. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good on a Puerto Rican man, too. I
agree. What does that mean, sis?
I do black guys all day. Sorry.
Oh, shit.
The Spanish thing. Doesn't work out for me. I'm good.
Why? What's wrong with guys that are Hispanic?
I don't know. I think they're too emotional.
You don't think black
they're
guys
very
are
overly possessive, me?
They are. The Puerto Ricans? Oh my God. Oh my Why are you breathing so hard? Nah,
what?
I don't have time for that.
Why are you breathing?
I got time for them fucking Puerto Ricans.
Like, why he got
black
so close to
black guys can be possessive
picture,
too.
Like,
yeah, but they.
They're controlling.
They cater
no, Hispanic
to
men
you.
Are very possessive, though.
Ridiculous.
Hispanic men are way more possessive. And black guys cater to us Spanish girls, especially. Like, they. You know what? Let me not even get into
Uh-oh,
that.
Oh, she's going to get herself in trouble now. The black girls.
Yeah. Nah, I didn't mean it like that, but, you know, black girls going to take it personal.
You'll be like,
Nah, but
I'm good. I'm done with the poppies.
But for me, even my Latino men, I like them a little bit with some color, you know, because I like the way the dark skinned dick looks.
Okay, but you know, some guys have a different colored dick than the rest of their body.
Yeah,
have you ever seen that?
I have seen it.
I like that.
That's normal.
That is
like,
yes, I have seen it. I've seen it.
It
before. I was like, whoa, this is different. Nice.
No, like even my last boyfriend, he was really light skinned, and his penis was still a little dark.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I like the dark.
Well, you know, I like white
I like
guys.
You like white guys?
Yeah.
No, that's the first up here.
You like
now? What
white
is it
guys?
That you like about white guys?
Yeah, I don't know. They're just very.
Because I just want to say, little Scrappy wasn't white, and
no,
he was far from
far
a white
from
guy.
Very far. No, but they're just really sweet. They get out of the car, open my door when I get up. Like when I'm like, oh babe, I gotta go to the bathroom. When I'm eating, they get up.
He wipes
up.
You.
No, like they get up. I've never seen it before. Like
wait,
they get up
and
yeah, they get up while I like stand. And then when I'm walking back to the table, like they stand and then pull my chair out.
I get what you're saying. I've seen that.
You know?
They just stand there and they're like dicks. Like they just stand.
Like dicks. Yeah. They're bossy, like though.
What are
bossy.
You standing there for?
They're bossy.
All the white guys, all the Puerto Ricans, give me all the black men.
She wants to be treated badly.
I feel like
I want nobody to stand.
And the sex,
don't
the
open
sex
my
is
door.
A bit more,
babe,
I
gotta
know.
Use the bathroom. I bitch to the white
guys. We're going Dutch.
Wait.
I mean, I like a little choking.
White guys don't choke.
Yes, they do.
White guys choke.
Yeah, I think they do.
I don't know why
they do.
I don't know. I think white guys would do a lot more freaky stuff in the bedroom, yeah, from absolutely. What I've heard.
Wow.
You know, like they do all kinds. First of all, I feel like they have no problem with stuff in their butt.
Well, you know, I don't like know.
Well, we that's remember. What I've heard and getting their ass.
If we take it back a couple of months back, the only white guy we ever got, I mean, the only guy we ever got to admit that he does like
right.
something in his butt, rather
the
it's a tongue or finger or anything.
He was white.
He was
white.
Admit. He admitted.
And he
right.
admitted that himself.
Yes. Yeah.
No, yeah. You know what? You're right. Because
you
maybe
said
other
can put
guys.
A, she can put a tongue, she can put a finger, but she can't put a toy.
But
that's
wait, there's that's where their G spot is, though.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
But how do you, you know.
But how do you, like, where?
It's, I like it.
Like, wait, how do you
like
do it?
You like it? I've never
yeah,
done
like
it.
In there.
But how do you dig like for that goal?
For me,
like this. I like it. Yeah,
you gotta like, do like this.
I like I said, you know, we've
nothing like this.
Around in a
just
circle.
A little.
Okay, you know, you get like to
finger
sit,
that ass in a circle.
You know, put a little thumb in there. From time to time.
Oh my!
So what
God.
Else about white guys is it for you, Betty Idol?
I don't know. It's just very bossy. I don't know. It's just different.
Mm-hmm. No motherfuckers.
Very different.
Nigga, sit your ass down. Fuck out of here.
No, yeah, it's just different. I mean, I like black guys too. I'm very cultural. I have no, you know.
Right. No type. You, whatever. Yeah. Preference.
Ethnicity. Yeah.
But you do think that culturally white guys act differently.
They do.
They do act differently.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I like the white guys as people, as persons.
Yeah.
Persons.
Not as lovers.
Not a white friend.
You like them
you
as
know,
friends, but
I
not lovers.
I love them.
Don't
and
lock
even
your lips,
to go on dates with, it's a good time. They're very gentleman-like and attentive, mm-hmm. correct. But, you know, I just, the white dick looks like a vagina to me.
Oh, no.
It does not look like a vagina.
It's
just like albino. Just, you know,
it's like a little
white hair,
vagina
white dick.
To me. Oh.
Angela, you've slept with a white guy
I've
before?
Never been with a white guy.
Yeah, me
ever.
Neither.
So I don't even know what that's like. And not that I never would. It's just never been that
mm-hmm.
situation.
I don't know. And like the situation, like they're very spontaneous. I don't mm-hmm. know.
So
they're
wait,
generous
what
too from what I've experienced.
You love white guys.
Like, I mean, we're talking about them.
You think you would like
I might
to,
as well just, you know, go
do
in.
Do you go out? Are they targets?
Could like, you see yourself marrying a white guy?
I can.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
I mean, I don't know, like, especially lately, like, they've been, oh, you know, and I'm like,
Now, do they recognize you from Love and Hip Hop?
No.
Do you like
maybe
that?
Maybe that's probably what it
that's
is,
that's what I'm going to say.
Oh,
maybe
they,
you like
true.
The fact that they don't recognize you from Love and Hip Hop.
So, yeah. Wait, but do you tell them that you were on a show and how do they react?
Well,
if so.
Yeah.
If they're like, so what
I'll
do
just,
you do?
I'll just be, oh, I, you know, I do music.
Right.
That's it.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if and but then there was like one that kind of was like, oh wait, you know, you kind of look a little familiar. I'm like, no, that's my twin.
What, are you saying we all look alike?
Right. Yeah. Like, what's that supposed to mean? Right. No, but I don't know. I mean, I like black guys too.
Right.
I like black guys.
No, that's
but
nice.
They just, you know, it just has to.
What about Asian guys? Nobody likes Asian guys.
It's quiet.
Sorry,
it's
Dad.
Quiet.
Right. I haven't got there yet.
I've never been
no.
an Asian guy. I can keep the Asian dick too.
I just would like
I mean,
to.
I don't know, like, is the stereotype?
I have no idea.
I
mean,
I don't know.
Listen, my
yeah, that's
Chinese,
what I'm saying. I would
but
like
I've
to
never
see.
Dated an Asian
I would like
guy.
To know, like, I would like to meet an Asian guy with a
well,
big
I,
dick.
I have a.
So he could
I
be like, look, not all Asian guys have
karate and that.
My Asian bestie has definitely said that the myth is true, and that's
really?
The reason why she don't date Asian guys.
Sheesh.
Okay, so this is a fact. All right, yeah. Keep the
well, you know, this one Asian guy was like flirting with me. He was kind of pushing up on like my leg,
and you felt it,
and I didn't feel anything.
I was about to say, did it feel like he was poking you?
So does that mean I have a small clitoris?
Maybe. I was like, wait, what?
All right, now let's talk about Love and Hip Hop a little bit.
Okay.
And how much percentage would you say that show is real? Like, as far as you guys on there? If the percentage
okay.
wise.
Well, first of all, there's no script. Mm-hmm. There's no script. The show is real. What happens is real. The only thing that is set up is where we're meeting at. Mm-hmm. We don't know what's going to happen. So if Betty and I meet, whatever happens
there.
Then is it's true. It's happened. Like she felt that way. I felt that way. We threw drinks at each other. It really happened.
Right.
They don't prep us before. Like, okay, you're gonna go in there and throw a drink. They don't do none of that. It's real.
Okay, so now for you, Sin, do you still like women or do you still date women?
I'm not dating any fucking women anymore. I'm sick of y'all emotional ass too bitches. Much drama. I'm done with y'all. Y'all too emotional for y'all damn selves. I don't want to deal with it. I'm
so good. Joe Budden's not emotional?
Yeah, but he
because I just want to say, yeah,
he's black and he has a beard.
Oh
and
my god, and a penis.
I thought you said it was Spanish.
Honestly, listen,
no, he's black.
Oh, I just said keep your Spanish dick. I'm sick of. I'm over them. And he has a penis, which is way different.
No,
than
exactly. China. You know why would you choose a woman over a good looking man?
Well, I'm not.
You know
I'm not saying? A lesbian. I never said I was a lesbian. Mm-hmm.
Obviously. But doesn't sleeping with women make you a lesbian? No,
I don't think so.
No. I mean,
I say no. I say no.
No, I'm not a.
But if you're in a relationship,
no, because I still want a man, and I still want a family, and I still want to get married. I want a husband.
So if you're a man and you're sleeping with men, then you're not gay.
No, you're gay.
No,
you're gay.
If you want a relationship,
you're gay. If you only like men,
straight to the point.
Okay, so then you're bisexual if you like men and women.
Yeah.
So you consider yourself bisexual?
At one point.
She's off.
I think that there's said. Like, you know, an ex- I don't know how to say it.
Go ahead,
like,
Betty.
Kind of like an, ex- you know, you try it, mm-hmm. you experience
she,
it.
She stuck her toe in the water.
Yeah, you know, you
kind of stuck her toe in the lady pond and realized it wasn't for her. And
she's hot. She's back, you know, on land. Maybe this is kind of fun.
I feel like if you have a woman eat your pussy, you're not gay.
No,
you're
yeah.
just saying that because a woman just ate your pussy recently. And you
really?
But I'm not gay.
No, but I agree with you.
Stephanie.
I mean, if you do the, if you both have like a moment and you're just kind of like going at it,
yeah,
that doesn't necessarily mean that you're gay. Like,
so Betty, tell us about your experiences then.
I mean, I've like, you know, been with a girl once.
Only once?
Yeah, just okay. once. But I don't, you know, it was just kind of like a moment. You know, experiment. We had fun.
But it wasn't a relationship.
I mean, no, it wasn't a relationship. Right. But like we were like talking, very flirty, mm-hmm. you know. But I mean, I liked her, but it was just kind of like, it was just for the moment. It was like, oh, this is cool. Like,
see, as women, this we have fun. That advantage.
This is fun.
We can just mm-hmm. do that.
Yeah,
it can
we
be
do.
Fun for the
just
moment.
Just like guys can yeah. have the advantage of being hoes and right. it being fun yes. for the moment. And it doesn't matter
as
to
as long
them.
As they do it with other but, women.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, but you know, we can't because then we're... scarred.
I know.
Well, I don't know. I think because I actually asked a guy that I was with to be, because I could tell that he was kind of gay, so I was testing him. And I asked him like if he would let a guy suck his dick because it turns me on.
Oh my god, and he said yes.
He didn't reply to me. He didn't answer, but he didn't say no.
Okay, so then that
he
means
he didn't reply yeah. at all.
What if he said like he stopped the communication? Like give me an example.
It depends, babe. Cool. It was in person. Like I wouldn't ask for something like that in text because you give a person a chance to think.
So then, so what happened you know after what I mean? That?
Nothing. Everything was normal.
What if he was
this
like,
is a while
"Well,
ago, this isn't anybody I've."
What if he was like, "Well, I don't want that, but I wouldn't mind if you put on a strap on and let me suck that."
You're pretty funny, Angela.
No, I'm just saying. Because that's not really like, you know, that's still a one. You're still a woman.
No, but I think I was at a really freaky place in my life. And I was like watching gay porn and it just was really hot to me to see two hot guys like
fucking the shit out of each
other. Sucking each other. Yeah. Yeah.
Do we all like that?
No, I'm not into it.
She's like, oh, no.
I don't know about that.
What if it's two white men?
No. I'm just like, just no. No, I mean, no. You know, I don't know. Like, see, that's another thing, too. Like, with two girls and a guy, I don't feel like it's bad.
Mm-hmm. But with two guys just, and
like,
a girl, it's
sexy. Kind of like a moment, but I don't know, not two guys. I don't know. I can't.
I don't know if I would feel the guy is gay if he did it for my pleasure. Just, you know, he just let the guy suck his dick. He didn't suck the guy.
But what if he said, "You look so good, I'll suck
I
your
mean,
daddy
niggas do
dick.
That shit oh, in jail all the time. Like,
oh my god,
like Biggie.
I was like, wait, rewind. What did he say? Is that weird?
Oh, that's nice.
All right, we're gonna play a little game now. This is going to be our lip service family feud. All right, you're gonna give your top answers that you think would be on the board. All okay. Right. All right. What is something that men think we like but we really can't stand? Ding 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 ding.
Licking your ears.
I like that.
I like it. I like the breathing in there too.
I like breathing. I love that.
Softly talking.
I like the sucking.
Yeah. Well, from a personal point of view, and I know you two don't agree, but there's probably thousands of women out there that do. Fingering during
in the air
during oral. No, fingering during oral. I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
I don't really like that either.
But you like fingering, but it's not during oral.
Yeah, I like it separately. It needs to be separate.
I like a finger when like my vibrator is there.
But not when he's eating
when
you
he's
out.
Eating you no, out. You want like, him to no. lick
no, see, we do agree. That is that's a good answer that's on the board now.
Just lick. Don't put your fingers.
I like fingers while I'm getting some face. I like that.
Okay. See, Stephanie's the only one that likes it.
Okay. Stephanie likes it. All right, what else are some other things that... I like for it to be all in my in there with the finger and then to put it in my face. It's nice.
All right, here's something I'll say. Sex in a bathtub.
It's uncomfortable, but I mean, we can do it.
The idea of it is nice.
Just splashing everywhere.
The bathtub has to be big enough. We can't be in no little shower tub combo trying to fit all of that
action.
I
like sex in a pool.
But then there's water getting in your vagina.
Oh yeah, and it's not good for you,
right?
Yeah, I feel like the water takes away the good stuff,
the wetness.
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds great, but it doesn't really work out so great in real life.
No,
it
hurts.
What about getting your toes sucked?
I hate that.
I don't know. It just kind of, I don't know.
I've only had that done like twice.
I don't like nothing with my toes. Like, don't touch my toes.
Well, I recently had my toes sucked and it was pretty cool.
Shout out to Joe.
My boy,
she definitely said that recently.
Give me them toes.
Joe, toe licking button.
She's like, baby, put my feet in your mouth again. I like it.
I just like when a guy is not afraid to kiss or lick anything. Like, I appreciate your body.
Your ear.
Much. No, I like my ear.
Okay,
she don't like it. Stephanie. You don't like Heffany. You don't like your ear.
I hate it. Yeah, don't call me ear. Fucking Heffany. Don't fucking call me that. Yeah.
Ooh. That has to suck. I met a girl named Stephanie the other day, and I was like, "Do you hate that that song came out?" And she was like, "Yeah, it is kind of."
I mean, I don't care. French fixed it for me, so
he
I don't
fixed
care.
It yeah. on the remix
because that's the step we're talking about. Me there. We were not. I don't know Young M.A.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just like all the Tyrones after Eric. Erykah Badu put out
right.
called Tyrone.
I know, right?
They'd be like, oh, your name's Tyrone.
Mm. All right, here's the next lip service family feud question. Top five positions on the board. We would like to thank Audible for supporting this week's episode of Lip Service. Audible aims to make it really easy for you to enjoy books by listening to them on your time. We love Audible.com here at Lip Service. All of our favorite books are available and even better. And you know I have my book club now, so it makes it even easier for me to hear my books. I don't have to actually read them while I'm driving in my car. Audible.com has over 250,000 titles from leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine, and newspaper publishers, and from business information providers. The app is free, and it works on all Apple devices, even Android and Windows phones. And unlike a streaming or rental service, with Audible, you own your book, so you can access your books anytime and anywhere right from your smartphone. Now, make sure you check out Oprah's Book Club's newest pick, The Underground Railroad by Colson Whitehead. In his sixth novel, Whitehead tells the harrowing story of Cora, who is an indomitable teenage slave and her desperate bid for freedom from an antebellum cotton plantation in Georgia circa 1850. Now, just for our lip service listeners, Audible.com is offering a free 30-day trial membership. That's right, free for 30 days. All you have to do is go to audible.com/Angela today and you get to start your free trial right now. Again, make sure you show your support for lip service and get a free trial right now at audible.com/Angela. Top five positions on the board.
Missionary for sure.
Okay, missionary.
Doggy style.
I like
top five. You know, since G took doggy style, I'm gonna go reverse cowgirl.
Ooh. Reverse cowgirl's great.
I like reverse cowgirl.
Stephanie likes anything
too.
With her ass showing.
Nah. My favorite position ever in life is missionary.
Yeah,
really? It's so good.
Yes.
And you guys I come.
Yes.
Staring each other's eyes.
Nah, I don't come like that. I have to ride you to come. That's the
me
only
too.
Way.
Me too.
So good.
Oh my God. Me too. That's the only way.
That's the easiest way to do it.
That is
the only way. I don't know why.
Well, I have yet to meet a guy to make me come any other way.
Yeah, besides oral.
Yeah, no, besides oral. Yeah,
no, I have to say this
I have
too.
To be on top.
Yeah, I think that is. They say the angle of it is what hits your G spot.
I could come from doggy style. I come from doggy style.
I've never
come walking down the street, Stephanie. Shut up.
Not with every guy though.
Just came right squirting like a fire hydrant.
No, but I found recently, like what my favorite boyfriend. Ooh. he puts me on my back and he makes me squirt with his dick.
A missionary. Well, he's amazing.
And it's missionary.
Oh, wait, no, that happened to me one time.
You squirted during missionary?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just once.
No, and it's like,
and then I was like, can we do it again?
And it's like, so how did this happen?
He's like on top of me. He's like on top of me, and it's really close, so you're not feeling the effect of it, like it going out, you know, like splashing out, but you feel it on your bodies. And it's like, why do you keep doing this to me? But it's nice.
Punish me.
Thank you.
It's nice.
Thank you.
Need this, but thanks.
All right, what are some other positions that maybe we don't know about that you guys really enjoy? We did reverse cowgirl, we did girl on top, we did doggy style, and we did missionary. We need one more.
I like the side.
What about like the side scissors?
Like with my leg up.
Morning sex. Kinda.
That's early morning. Don't breathe on me.
Real quick.
Don't breathe.
I like having sex standing up.
I should be like, go brush your teeth.
Have you ever kissed somebody in the morning without brushing your teeth?
Absolutely.
Yes. Hell yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I can't.
Yeah, I think you get immune to your man's smell after a while.
Whatever. Like you suck dick. I could kiss you with your fucking morning breath.
Wait, you just said he sucks dick?
Well, no, I mean
oh, I was like, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. We as in women.
Right. Well, yeah, I know, but you know, the dick has to be clean. You know,
your breath has to be clean.
Has to be clean.
I mean, let me tell y'all though. Sidebar: there's nothing worse than sucking dick with morning breath.
I was just about to ask you that.
And then when the spit is on your hand,
you smell it on your hand and on his dick, and you're like, ugh.
It's so annoying.
We need a towel.
And I do it all the time, but I'd be so mad. Like,
and you're like, I'm about to throw up from my own breath on your dick.
Trying to wake up like an hour early.
I never experienced that, guys.
No. The first thing attention. I do in the morning is brush my teeth and I get back in bed.
Me too.
I'll sneak out real quick.
Yeah, gotta brush my teeth. I don't even have to sneak out. I'll be like, I gotta brush my teeth. I'll be right there.
Yeah, stay right there.
I'll just like, oh, I gotta go tinkle. He's like,
then you hear,
babe. It's like, shh.
Mm-hmm. What about what about when he's standing up and you're doggy style? Is that
love that.
Yeah. That's a good position.
That's a good
position. I like being standing up. He's like standing on the behind bed. You and then like one leg is up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Like you know what? On the wall, like pick me up.
You know what other position is really good? If you're, okay, picture this.
All right, let's picture.
Okay, you're on the bed and you're up against the headboard and your legs are closed and he puts it in like that so it's like tight on it. You know what I'm saying?
So you're like this?
Yeah, but your legs are more together because I think
like this.
Yeah,
nice and close and tight.
Yeah,
okay.
I like when guys do it doggy style instead of having your legs apart. They're together.
I was about to say.
I like that too. When your feet are together.
Let me tell you something. Remember? I don't know what episode it was that we talked about. What's that one move that you know that's gonna make them come?
Mm-hmm.
That's it for me.
Right.
If I lay on my stomach and squeeze everything tight together with my legs closed, position too. And then throw it back like that. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it's over.
No, but I'm talking about when you're in four, like in doggy, but your feet are together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, like
this. Just a little space right there. Like little.
Just enough for him to get in.
Damn, guys, I think I'm going to need some sex tonight.
Yeah.
Like she's been texting.
Right. As she pulls out her phone.
All right. Here's another lip service family feud question. What are the top things a man can do to show you that he's whooped?
Stalk you. I mean,
block his mother.
What?
Oh, God.
Okay, you took it too far.
Now, you know a guy is what when he's like, yo, you know what? Fuck my moms. Fuck my sister. It's about me and you.
I don't want to date somebody that
is either.
I can't.
Family first.
Family first.
Like, right? Love your mom.
Family first.
No.
If I can't get along with your mom, like, we will never
No,
work.
No. I'm a family girl.
Me too.
I think when my name is in your search box on Twitter or Instagram.
So you go through his phone.
What about when on alerts? Like
what?
This is stalkerish.
That's kind of if somebody tags me on Instagram and he'll see it, he'll get the alert for it.
Or he's just looking in your mentions.
Yeah.
Or when he's like on a flight, you know, and
he gets Wi-Fi just for you.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And he's just sure.
I'll be like, that means I had a couple niggas whooped. Yeah.
Or
if every night before he goes to bed, he FaceTimes you until you fall asleep.
Oh my God, that's so sweet.
If you try to break up with him and he cries. Whoa. Well,
then, aww, you little pussy nigga.
No.
Or he's like on his knees like, baby, I love you so much.
Who are these men?
Or you know, or, you know, you got them whipped when you're like, I'm tired of this. I can't take it anymore.
And
then
what
like,
you need me to do, baby? Change.
No. Yeah. And then he does change.
And he really does. And he actually changes.
Right.
Or if he goes out to get himself something and he buys you something too. Mm-hmm. That's always, yeah. Even if it's something small.
That's awful.
I love gifts. I love when they give me gifts.
I like gifts too.
Or if he gives you a card and he really takes time to write. If you ever have somebody hand write something to you, like a card or a letter.
Oh, it's so important.
Right. Because most people send you texts, but if somebody handwrites it.
Or if they give you a card and they don't sign it, they just got you a gift and a card, it was your birthday, and it's like, John.
John?
Damn, John.
John.
You can't write me a note, John.
Oh, God.
All right, what are the top signs that your boyfriend might be gay? Survey says?
He sends you pictures of guys that go over.
What?
Man, let me tell you something.
That's not just a sign.
That happened to me. I was talking.
That happened to me before.
Yo,
what? How does something
yo,
like
look at Daphne, because I said it to Daphne and I was like, get this nigga the fuck out of my inbox. All right. So boom, I'm at New York with it. I was talking to this guy.
Was it Rich Dallas?
It, what?
No, I'm playing with you.
I was never talking to Rich Dallas. That's
Cisco?
What? No. Cisco is not on the list. So I was talking to this guy, good looking guy, black guy, beautiful. We're texting, and then he sends me a fucking video via text, and it was like a, what's that, Toy Story. Mm-hmm. You know those memes on Instagram? Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be funny. So Toy Story, Woody and the fucking Buzz Lightyear. Yeah. They're like, oh, wow, what is that? And then it's a guy with a big ass dick, and he smacks it, and the dick, like a big dick like this, like a third leg, and it goes boing, and he sends me the video.
What?
And he's like, laugh my ass off. Yeah, he's like, laugh my ass off. Shit crazy, right? I was like, what?
Why are you sending dick
video? Maybe he was trying to tell you that he had a big dick.
He was testing the waters to see if you'd be like
that. Maybe that's what he thought he was doing.
Nah, I doubted that so quick.
I think that kind of so went over quick. My head. I don't even know what that
wasn't
means.
Funny to me.
Like, but did you? Were there ever signs before that you felt like maybe he's gay?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I overthink sometimes. But when he laughs, he'll be like, hee-hee.
Oh,
oh no. Oh,
so he covers
his mouth.
No, I was dating this guy and I broke up with him because his friend he was like in sports or whatever and he had like some oil and it like healed his like
this already sounds
leg, you know,
right.
Like so when he would like, you know, get hurt or whatever, he had like, I don't know, whatever. So then his friend came over and his friend was on crutches.
What?
And I was like upstairs and I was just drinking, like chilling or whatever. And then he was like, yo, da-da-da. So the friend came inside of the house and he was like, yo, da-da-da. And he was like, yeah, just come upstairs. And so like that guy came upstairs with the crutches. And then I'm just chilling and we're all like vibing in our room.
And is everybody drinking?
It's just me. I'm just drinking. But he was like getting dressed because we were about to go like have like brunch, right? So the guy comes upstairs with the freaking cast and his crutches. And then he's like, yo, you got that oil that like, you know, that when you get hurt and you put it on your shit, like, and you get better. And he was like, yeah, I got it. But you got to do it like this. Like, so he was like dabbing the oil on his hand, but he was like, so I was like, oh, so he's just giving him like an idea of how he's going to like put the oil in because he rubbed him down with oil. He rubbed his fucking foot down with the fucking oil. I was like,
Oh no.
Are you guys?
Athletes smack their asses. I don't think
they do.
Yeah.
But the foot? Like you rubbing his foot?
I mean, that's.
I asked him to, so I don't care. He can hear. I asked him, I was like, is that your fucking boyfriend? You're fucking him. You fucking triple hueputa. Like you're fucking lying to me. He's like, no, what the fuck are you talking? I'm like, so why were you touching his feet? You only touch my feet. You don't touch his feet.
It is a little bit.
It's like a little weird.
I mean, he's very comfortable in his skin. He's very comfortable. I don't think that means he's
I don't know if it means it, but it would make me feel weird if I saw my boyfriend rubbing his friend's foot.
If he want to go to Swing
and Richards. I never met this guy, though. This was the first time.
Listen, if your boyfriend wants to go to Swing and Richards, then he's gay.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know. He's a male strip club in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely gay. What happened?
Oh my God. I was dating this one guy for like a few months and I was performing oral sex And every time I did that, he would be like, every time he was about to come, he'd be like,
Cynthia.
He started voguing.
Spanish niggas.
That's why.
He was voguing, you said?
He was voguing.
He was voguing. Like, Cynthia, I'm like, okay, I'm good.
He ain't never tried to like slide his butthole up to your mouth.
I gave up Latino red. I can't no more.
The super nudge.
Yeah. That was the nudge.
That's definitely the nudge. He's acting like he's out of control. Next thing you know,
you're a fist.
Butt is in your mouth.
Oh.
Oh
my God.
I don't know.
Nah.
And you know what? Okay, I dated a guy one time and I went by his house. We were about to go out to eat. So I was going to leave my car at his house and we were going to drive together. Now, I don't think this is gay, but it was weird. He came to the door and he had on like a really tiny shorts. Like, you know, like shorts that runners wear, but mad shorts.
Speedos.
They weren't really Speedos, but they were like really short track shorts.
Well, he's probably like European style.
He wasn't though. He's from the Bronx.
I just thought of something.
He's from the Bronx.
That's a little different.
Yeah. Well, after that, I couldn't go out with him again. It felt weird to me.
I don't know anybody in the Bronx that wears
You don't run track.
Shorts.
This
Who
one time,
short shorts?
This was back in like he early 2000s. This is when y'all always know how I talk about when I was white, right? When I had my white girl phase. So I was dating this guy and I spent the night at his house. And you know how when you go to sleep and you put your hand up underneath the pillow and then like, you know, to get comfortable with the pillow? I put my hand up underneath the pillow and it was a dildo under the pillow.
That's a telltale sign.
Guess what I did? No.
Unless it was another girl.
I got up and went to use the bathroom.
Nope.
Mm-mm. And then I came back and I was like, I just got my period. I think I'm going to go home.
I never talked to him again. I don't believe you.
I never talked to him again.
Nah.
I never talked
to him
again.
But maybe it was another girl.
Maybe he likes to see
you
like play with the dildo inside of the girl.
I would have been like,
we have been having sex. We have been messing around for a while.
So there was no time for nobody.
And then no other time he said nothing about no dildo. And all of a sudden it's a dildo under your bed, under your pillow.
No.
Yeah, that's a weird situation.
I'm out.
And he never, like, he never even questioned. This was the crazy part.
What's going on here?
When I stopped dealing with him, he never hit me like, well, what's up? Like, what's wrong?
He was like, oh, she found the dildo.
Right. He knew.
Right.
Yeah,
I got my period for the rest of my life, my nigga. Don't call me.
No. I can't stop.
He'll be like, no, it's okay. I like it when the girl has her period.
Nah, I was
like, you're nasty.
I was like, I get bad cramps and it's about to happen. I just need to go home so I can take some medicine and deal with this on my own.
Be like, when I get my period, I like get a little schizo, so maybe it's not a good idea.
All right, now we're going to talk about whether you respect it or not. Okay, we're going to give you a situation and you're going to say, do you respect this or do you not respect it? If he wears fake jewelry just because he feels like, what's the point of spending all my money? No. Okay. $100,000 gold chain when I could wear this and people just think it's real anyway.
No.
Pass. Not respect it.
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, listen.
I'd rather a man just wear no jewelry. Just wear nothing.
That's how I feel.
I don't like my men to wear. How do you say it? Jewelry?
Jewelry.
You know, my Spanish ass.
Jewelry.
So I like them plain and simple, right? Mm-hmm. But if you want to wear your little fake chain, maybe you can't afford it. I don't know. But if you're not out here flossing, acting like you the shit better than everybody, and you just want to wear your fake chain in your corner by yourself, do your thing.
In your corner by yourself.
In his room. In the mirror, like, yeah.
I'm doing my thing.
I just feel like that's the same thing. Don't even wear it.
Like, you better off getting a silver chain if you can't afford a platinum chain.
A silver chain.
That's
just
weird.
Just don't wear a chain.
It's the equivalent to a girl buying a fake Louis bag thinking she popping with a fake Speedy. And bitch, you could have just went to Aldo and bought.
But we wear costume jewelry all the time, right?
But women are supposed to wear costume jewelry. Costume jewelry is made for women.
Yeah. Like, you know.
And ain't nobody walking around talking about these
bitch, fuck out of here.
Yeah. All right. Do you respect it or not? He throws $5,000 at the strip club, but he don't really got it like that.
I don't respect that shit. And I dealt with niggas like that. I don't got time for
you. You can throw $5,000 on me.
Exactly.
Hey,
get it,
Betty. I can be a real show, baby.
Right. You're gonna throw $5,000 at another female. I better be good.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's what
you
can
do. What you do, I like, better
you
be
could
good.
Throw the $5,000if you're gonna match
with you.
Me.
I throw it with you.
Yeah,
I better be good at home though.
If he matches me, like, oh, I'm throwing five thousand ones, and I'm gonna give you $5,000 in your bank account right now.
All right, cool.
Okay, great.
That's fine. Mm-mm.
I need double. Have a good time. Double or nothing. Mm. You
know what they're gonna pay my mortgage and
yeah, well, the mortgage and the car.
But otherwise,
buy me a diamond ring.
Even buying a lot of bottles in the clubs, I remember that used to be like corny. The best thing in the corny. World. Like
when the 30 bottles come with the sparklers.
Bottle wars. Yeah,
corny. I just feel like, you know, you could do something better with the $10,000.
Especially when those bottles table. Is fucking $35 in the store and you're paying $350 for
it. But it feel good when you're at the table, don't it? With your girls.
Right? You'll be like, hey, we got
let me put it on the snap.
Everybody take their phone out. Mm-hmm. Everybody's with the snap.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You hold a sparkler. You hold a sparkler.
I remember back in the day, you know, it would be nice to be at the tables with the bottles. But now, you know, they give you a bottle for free.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
I know. And once it's right. gone, party's over.
Right. It's like,
I'm like, yeah.
Like, come here, daddy. You don't got to buy a bottle. You could come.
You could have some in mine.
Mm-mm. I don't even drink. No. You could drink the whole bottle mm-hmm. by yourself.
Okay, so.
I'll be like, I don't drink, but you ain't drinking this bottle. You got to buy one.
Respect it or not, okay? He has a baby mama. They have a 6-year-old, but he decides that he wants to get a paternity test for that child he's been raising for the past 6 years.
I respect it.
I respect it.
Gotta respect.
Is
what's
you
the
stupid?
Point?
Like what?
But damn, what you gonna find out you're not the father and then leave the baby after 6 years? That's messed up.
I feel like it's kind of weak.
I think that a real man would still stay in the kid's life.
Just because he's been in his life.
Yeah. Like okay. A real nigga, if you took care of a child for 6 years and then come to find out it's not your child, a real nigga would still be in his life.
Yeah, because you already have that love and attachment.
Yeah but most these niggas ain't real niggas. They gonna be like,
I respect it. But
bye, little Timmy.
Why
bye,
not?
Little
bye,
Timmy.
Right.
and why do it if you're gonna stay in the kid's life anyway?
Find that nigga that made you, little Timmy.
Wait, bye, Timmy. I want to find your father, Timmy.
Why did this make me think about that cartoon that's on Instagram right now?
Daddy. Hey, daddy.
Oh, he be like, oh, mama friend bought me a pool.
I haven't seen that either.
Gigi, what Instagram you on?
She's finding shit that I don't even ever heard of.
Baller alert press.
She stay putting me on to something.
I want to watch it.
Like, remember the Philly porn star thing? I had no idea what was going on, and they sent it to me.
Nobody even care about that no more, right?
That just came and went.
What Philly porn star?
It was a gay porn.
It was a Philly nigga who was a boxer.
Yeah, he's a boxer.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
He used to do gay porn, and then he tried to say it wasn't him.
Yeah, and it wasn't
him. And then it was.
No, it was.
And then
he was.
And then he came out. That video made me a little tingly. I liked the video.
This girl, I can't.
He was like, that's all you got? That's all you got? He was fucking his ass like, that's all you got? Come on.
Oh, my God.
All right, respect it or not, okay? He's gained some weight. And he gets plastic surgery.
No. Get your ass on a diet. Start juicing.
I know.
Like, but he looks good. But he looks good.
You had to go call Dr. Shaheen to give you a lipo. Damn.
Like, don't be lazy.
Like, come on.
I mean, I just feel like guys expect so much out of us, you know, like, you gotta go work out in the gym.
No, but guys don't mind if we get a little nip tuck.
Yeah, they don't mind, but still, like, no.
I know some guys who get fillers. Like, they get fillers and a little Botox.
That's okay.
And that doesn't bother you, though. You respect it.
I respect it. Okay. Yeah. But a lipo?
A little.
Ab sketching?
Come on.
Oh, no. That's just pure laziness.
No, respect it.
Nah.
Because you're gonna get fat again?
Exactly.
You're gonna get better.
I agree.
Like, what's the point? You're gonna waste your money. Yeah. Get a trainer.
You're gonna keep busting.
I think
those
I
want to
see a guy work out before I want to see him get lipo.
I mean,
because
you know.
Because a guy working out, it's a lot more that comes along with that.
Mm-hmm. Stamina.
Yes.
But okay, do you mind a little Botox then?
Nah, I wouldn't mind a little Botox.
Some fillers.
Nah, I like the Botox and the fillers. Keep it young, baby.
Yeah. We could go together.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Fix your hairline and shit. Make sure your hairline is
tight. Oh, yeah. Cool.
Do you mind if the guy gets his hairline?
No, I need you to.
I'm going to need that a little bit.
No, but I, you know, in a perfect world, I would want guys to fix their hair because nobody wants to be with a guy with a receding hairline.
Or just shave it off.
But the Propecia shit that they have to take to keep their hair growing actually makes them have erectile dysfunction.
So would you rather have hair or a non-working penis?
Shave it off.
You have
shave
to
it off.
shave it off. What do you want? A bald head and like you know and head. Everything being like, normal?
Rub the head.
Or,
rub the head.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll take nice bald head for $500, Alex.
Yeah. Well, I like bald head. I'm with you.
Better up.
We all change our minds.
Everybody in here is like, well, my man ain't got no hair anyway, so.
It's okay. We can get a toupee.
I think women should really understand what that propecia shit does to men. Like, it really fucks up their dick.
Right.
Damn.
And it makes them depressed. Oh. And it makes them suicidal.
Oh, my God.
But their hair be popping, though.
But they got
that Steve Harvey line.
Their hair be popping.
All right. I can't. Respect it or not, he has no credit cards. He pays for everything with cash.
Oh, I don't care.
He's a hustler.
Yeah.
He's illegal.
You don't care about having like good credit. Everything he's doing is illegal. I mean, listen, that's on him if he ain't got his shit together.
I can teach you how to get good credit. I can open your account for you.
I like to think about my future.
Bunny and Clyde, baby.
Yeah, I feel like I respect it because I respect what you do as a person, but I'm not going to try to have a future with you.
Yeah.
Let's go spend the cash. Come on.
Let's go. Let's just spend all of it.
I mean, but if he knows how to get the cash, that means he's smart. You just got to teach him how to go to the next level.
Because you got to look good on paper.
I'll clean you up.
I'll get you legit, baby.
I launder your money.
Give me that wash that.
Let's open a hair salon together.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. A laundromat, baby.
We're going to sell some weave, baby. We're going to clean this right up.
Yeah. It's all good.
What are some legitimate businesses you can help a guy get going if he's not legitimate?
A laundromat.
Weave. I could be like, Papi, listen.
You said weave, selling weave.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta be like, Papi, listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to open a salon.
Instagram boutique.
And we're going to open a bodega.
Oh, Instagram.
And then we're going to open a restaurant in Dykeman.
Oh. Hey. Oh, a soul food restaurant or a seafood restaurant.
Okay.
Yes.
Dykeman Express.
Okay.
Okay. Just a cell phone a store. Like,
hey, Papi,
we fix your screen. Yeah.
Fix your screen.
Because everybody phone break be. Everybody phone break.
You really be knowing. That's a good business.
There's a guy in another room with a broken screen right now.
Okay. Yeah. My phone, I dropped it.
Mine's broken now.
It's broken.
All right, respect it or not. Okay, he rents his apartment, but he also has a Maserati.
Hell no.
Come on, boy.
I cannot. I need a house.
Nah,
yeah. I mean, you can drive a Camry and own like a mansion.
But is he renting like a $10,000, $15,000 condo? You know what I'm saying?
No.
Then it's different.
No.
But if his rent is like $2,600 like mine and he got a Maserati, come on, bro.
Yeah. Come on, bro.
Come on, bro.
Because that just shows me that you're trying to front for
your
people.
Your car costs more than where you live.
Yeah, I don't respect it.
Where you lay your head,
you stupid, too. You stupid.
Yeah, you're just stupid.
You stupid, nigga.
But that's nigga shit. It's a lot of niggas out there that's doing that shit right now.
Right.
That have been like, listen, as soon as I get it, I'm getting a Maserati. I don't care if I gotta cut back on other stuff.
Listen,
for a week.
Niggas in Philly got Porsches and they live in the projects.
Okay? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Where do they park?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Like, yeah. On the street. You know, you can't come to my house because, you know, I got people there.
Then right? they park on the street and they don't worry about nothing happening to their car because everybody in the hood know them and know that that's their car.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Me, I just got my license and I'm so ignorant. Like, I want to pull out a G-Wagon.
You did get it?
No, I'm going to. Yeah, I got my license.
I
remember you
told
me.
I don't have a license either.
Yes.
Don't feel
I'm
bad.
I'm staying my ass at home.
My driving is still a little sus.
I'll be sure not to drive on the same highway you driving.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know when I'm out. I'll put a big green.
Go back to what she just said, though. She said she just got her license. She's trying to pull out with the G-Wagon. No, Stephanie.
No.
No.
Like, what's up?
With your $2,600 rent. No.
My rent is going to be just about the same as my car.
Oh,
but I live in Edgewater.
Oh,
I live in Edgewater. Right?
It's okay. Listen, I will say it is nice to have a nice car to drive around in, especially you got to drive all the time.
Yeah, and I wouldn't
buy it. I would leave
There's
it.
A difference between nice and luxury and then right. just like OD.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I'm not stupid. I would never get no crazy car because I live in Brooklyn. There's a lot of potholes.
I
park on the street.
That too. Yeah.
I don't have no park. Like, you got to park on the street. I would never get no car that's crazy like that.
Because
then I feel like people look at you like, oh, she got money. Next thing you know,
I want a nice,
but you still have a nice car.
I fucked up my nice car.
My car is decent, but it's not nothing crazy.
It's not OD luxury, right, though. It's luxury, but it's not like OD top of the
practical
everyday
car.
Yeah, no, it's good. You got a nice car.
I got a panda too.
You do got a panda,
right? Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to get a nice car.
I know.
So when are you gonna get a car?
Like dreamy.
Before my birthday, I'm gonna get a car.
This is amazing. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, hopefully I can learn how to drive by
it. I got my driver's license,
but I don't know how
stuff
to drive still. No, I haven't been driving, definitely. You know. I got my license. And
you got your license, but you don't drive.
She don't have a car to drive.
She finessed the system.
Now, with one of your,
no.
Would your favorite boyfriend let you drive his car?
No.
Because it's probably a G-Wagon or a Maserati. Absolutely not.
You'd be like, baby, you it's crashed it.
She's like, I'm sorry. When I got it, I sent him a picture of it. I sent him a picture of me like with the ID smiling. And he's like, congrats. I'm so proud of you. I'm like, good. Now when I come over, I could drive your car home.
He was like, slow down.
He was like,
he said that message like error 304.
He wrote me back. He wrote, ha ha, just kidding.
Ha ha, just kidding.
He's so cute, babe. You're just kidding.
Now, let me ask you this. How many times is it okay to call a guy if you call him and he doesn't answer?
Once.
Just once.
It depends on the situation.
Yeah. If you're
it depends
upset,
on what y'all situation is, exactly. And it depends on why you're calling.
Yeah.
If you're upset.
Because if it's 5 o'clock in the morning and you came from the club and you told that nigga you was on his way and now he ain't answering the phone, you better call him until he got them answer.
Nah, right. That's what I'm saying. It depends. If you guys are fighting unlimited times.
Unlimited.
Okay.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. You can go as much as you
can. You know
what I
y'all.
I think it's normal.
There was this one time me and my guy was having like an argument and we was on two different sides. He was on the West Coast, I was on the East Coast, and I was driving from Atlantic City to Philly. That's an hour ride. I called him nonstop from two phones on both of his phones at the same time.
My God.
Nonstop. God. And he never answered.
But
I swear to God. I was driving and I had two phones in my hand and I just kept hanging up and calling back. And he did not answer. He was so mad.
But I feel like everything is normal, you know, unlimited times is not good.
Do you feel crazy after that?
No.
It was funny to me.
I don't.
I did not stop calling until I got to my
destination. I feel like when you're drunk, unlimited times.
When you're sober.
Because you could just be like, oh, I was
drunk.
Oh
my God, I was so drunk.
Even if you weren't drunk, you can always say, oh, I was drunk.
I was drunk. I don't even remember calling you. Why would I call you?
Seven times.
But okay, since that seven is the amount of times that it's okay.
Seven is like average. Like, after the seventh time, I'm not going to call you no more. You miss on this pussy.
This is the sixth time. That's it.
Seven, lucky seven number times when you're drunk.
Patty, what's your limit? You said two?
Yeah, just two times. They'll call back.
Yeah.
Right. Eventually.
I mean, I used to be a psychopath and like call like out
text,
of like
email,
freaking
Skype.
30 times. And then if you don't answer, I get a little like sidekick line and I call you from there. And then they answer. I'd be like, really? Ignoring my phone calls like that? Mm-hmm. Like, what's your problem? You can't answer the phone, you pussy.
How many times can he call you?
One.
Damn, that's not fair. What if he's drunk?
Damn, one time.
No, I feel like when everything's normal, two times is sufficient. You know what I mean? Like one time, you know, the phone company might have not gone through, and then the second time for sure. Exactly, the second time for sure it went through. But for me, I feel like I screen my calls. I saw it. Like I'll call you back. One time is sufficient. Two times.
What if he thinks
max.
You're asleep and he's
three
on his way
times,
to your house?
You beast him. You beast him. Calm down.
You can call me five times.
But my
okay,
my
so you can call him seven. He can call you five.
Yeah, we could do five.
My
seven.
Favorite boyfriend could call me 87 times. I don't know. He could call. Her he better call
boyfriend.
Me.
Yeah.
Until I answer.
Yeah. I guess it depends on the situation.
Exactly.
Right?
Also, right.
If you're like, oh, I can't wait to see you, and did you just fall asleep?
He could call you seven.
Call
seven
me. You better, like, you oh, better wake me. The you better land on my face.
Yeah.
The
beat on the door.
Yes.
Because the worst feeling is when you see a man called you a whole bunch of times.
And
like,
you
oh,
wake up like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm
so
asleep.
Nervous and confused.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, you guys, I know we got to get out of here, but I appreciate y'all for coming through. Betty
Thank
Idol,
you.
Our first time meeting.
I know.
Yes. So it's good to see you.
Nice to meet you.
We enjoy watching you on Love & Hip Hop, okay? Yeah. Also, Sin Santana, are you back on this next season?
Thank you for having me.
No. Is that a no? Yes, no. You and Joe?
No, what? No. It's not for the cameras. No.
Okay, all right. And Gigi.
I like you and Joey together. You guys
are
cute.
Yay, babe. Three people like us.
Yay.
Aww.
It's okay.
It's okay. Hey, you do you, girl.
Yeah, I do me.
He's got a beard. It's kind of.
Yeah, beards are hot. Beards are hot,
I
right?
like beards.
Yeah.
All right.
You
and
to play with them. Like.
Gigi, you are going to review that womanizer and let us know how it goes.
Yep. Yeah.
That's your homework.
I sure will.
Womanizer.
All right.
There's a song called Womanizer.
Womanizer.
There's some guys called Womanizers.
That was my jam. Mm-hmm. Okay. That was
all right.
Right?
Lip service. We out. Listen up, because we need help to keep putting out the show you love for free every week. Nobody likes to fill out surveys, but we really need you to do it, and it doesn't take more than 5 minutes. And besides helping out the show, because we're not going to ask you to do something for nothing, you'll be entered for a chance to win a $100 iTunes gift card. Now, we know some of you may have already done surveys like this in the past, but what we really need is for you to log in and fill out this thing as accurately as possible. Once we know more about you, we'll be able to help deliver the show and sponsors that you dream about and finding the right sponsors. And if you don't care about helping us, F you. And if you don't care about making the show better, do it for the chance to win a free iTunes or Amazon.com gift card, okay? Go to lipservicesurvey.com. Again, that's lipservicesurvey.com.